It is Wednesday morning. We check in with County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. She makes her weekly Wednesday visit. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am fine, and the sun isn't shining over here, but I am getting some rain, and we need it.
Yep, and you're going to get more of it according to this radar.
I was for sure you were going to tell me it was sunshiny in Ellettsville, Marty. I'm disappointed.
No. Marty's a realist, Margaret. You know that.
Look, we've been praying for rain, and, you know, I'm an Indian. I did the Indian War Dance, the rain dance, and we've got some rain.
Excellent, and we do need it. Things are starting to have a little tinge of beige to them after a very quiet June so far. So we'll get the rain. That's the good news. What other news is making news this morning? Count, did you guys meet last night?
Well, we did not.
Okay.
But we did meet on Saturday and spent the day in Indianapolis. The State Board of Accounts has a yearly...
What do you guys do? Run a limo, go up there? How does that work?
Well,
take a private
jet? Were two cars that went up. And we have a yearly required meeting to go to the State Board of Accounts. Meeting for all the county councils throughout the state, and we went and learned so much. It was just like, who could hold all that in one head? Everything is changing, and that's just the reason why it's always exciting to be on the county council, because just as soon as you think you've learned it, there's more to be learned. One of the things we found out was that they were telling everybody about how the income tax will, the reason why it's changing and people are now calling it low, it is after July 1, the taxes then change from the old COATs over into what they're calling a low, and they're putting them all together in like one batch of money to be split up.
All right, hold on. Let's not get too deep in the pool here. County option income tax translates into local option income tax July 1st. Okay.
And
what does that mean for someone who doesn't study county finance?
Yeah, really.
Well, the rules that go along with that is something that the people on our council did not understand fully. Certainly, there was so much information being presented, and we were just sort of in shock because there was... while we were voting on public safety tax here locally, we were given one Indiana code to look at and study. But there was another Indiana code that we did not look at, and that had to do with the provisions for the transition from the way the income tax is supposed to be working and at what the deadline dates were to accomplish something. And we were told that there were two counties that have attempted to put in place this additional tax between dates of May 1 and July 1, and we're being told by some that that could be a problem. I'm not saying right now that that is a definite thing, but they are working on it right
now.
What
do you mean by a problem, Marty?
That it might not be approved, because when you look at that code that tells us how the deadlines to meet for the transition period, it makes it clear that whatever income tax was in place on May 1 continues unless you change something on the income tax that was in place on May 1, which you had to do by July 1. But then after that, if you didn't change something that you had in place on May 1, then you had to wait until after July 1. That sounds like what they were talking about. I know that we have a group of attorneys here from Monroe County who are in contact with the people at the state, because the local attorneys were told the same thing that I'm discussing, or at least that there was a situation that needed to be addressed at their meeting at the state on Thursday and Friday. So these are things that the attorneys are all trying to work out. Do we have a public safety tax in place, or do we not? It really has not been approved yet by DLGF, or at least it hadn't as of yesterday afternoon. So those are things that certainly, had we started on this earlier, we could have all been looking at all these different Indiana codes to see if we thought there was a red flag. We didn't have the opportunity to do that, so we'll see how all this works out. But the other thing that I thought was very interesting and rather concerning is that the adopting body, which, you know, it is the city, the county, Ellisville-Steinsville, but the city controls that vote, can each year, they could take that rate up to 2.5%, and by ordinance, they have to adopt an ordinance before July 1 to describe how it's all going to be allocated and by percentages. So rather than it all going out to certified chairs as it has in the past, like so much to the townships and library and so forth as it has in the past, the adopting body, the income tax body, could say there could be a bigger percentage for public safety coming off the top, or a bigger percentage for economic development, which is something new that we have not seen before. And then when that they've taken that off, then they could say how much a percentage for the certified shares, which that then takes the money to the library and the townships and so forth. This is a huge, big difference because all of the taxing units that rely on that income tax money in order to operate, it looks like that every year there's it could be a change in how much they would be allowed to have.
Well, that'll make budgeting a real fun thing.
I mean, this is, it's, I just don't, this is just amazing to me that how all of this is put together. But let's think about why there is this information coming from the state and the changes in the law. And that is because going right back to many years ago when the court said they had to start assessing according to market value, that threw taxes way off base for a lot of people from what they were accustomed to paying. Then the state tried to correct the situation, and then they tried to say, okay, now we're going to have a circuit breaker so that no one, if you own your own home, living in your home, you don't have to pay more than 1% of your assessed value. And so when that circuit breaker went into law and cannot be removed, all of a sudden we had counties. Our county didn't have the problem, other counties did. But the counties who did not have growth in that assessed value, sending them into a lot of loss in circuit breaker, they were going to the state and said, look, we're having to lay off law enforcement. We can't afford to operate our jail. We do not have the money to operate. And so the state had to do something to respond to all these counties that were in real trouble. And this is what they've done, is they've said, okay, you can't raise, you're going to be stuck with your property tax situation, but here we're going to give you an opportunity to raise more income tax all the way up 2.5%. rather than it was more like the 1%. And they did some adjustments along the way, and none of it was working. So then they said, okay, 2.5%. And you can choose adopting body. If the adopting body would have been the county in control, but it's not. It's the city. And they can choose how much of that millions of dollars coming in can go to public safety, and how much could go to economic development, and how much can go to certified chairs.
When this first originated, the idea was that
the dispatch center needed money.
Right, but this is beyond this.
That's what
this
I'm talking
is
about.
Way beyond this. This is
Marty. Can I ask you one question before? Because I want to go back to something for just a quick moment. So right now, are you saying that the way that the law is written is that all of this money, every close to $7 million of it that we will be getting in this tax, all of it will be actually parceled out however they want to do it on the Income Tax Council?
Well, we were told, I'm only going by what we were told, that it would all go into one big pot.
And they get to decide
how. And then, so let's say if we were bringing in $25 million with the 1% tax, and then we bring in another $7 million with the public safety tax, then that would all be in one pot of money. And then the adopting body, which is controlled by the city, can decide by ordinance that has to be adopted before July 1 how much the allocation is going to be split by percentage between public safety, economic development, or how much is going to go out in certified shares as it has normally in the past. Now, I do not mean to be saying this to cause people alarm, but I will say that it is time for us to understand what's going on. You know, I have tried to always share with you and keep the public informed and updated to the extent that I was aware. And this is as a result of all of these changes at the state level that people are trying to wrap their heads around now, because it is now proceeding to happen. And if you just look at the way it's going to be, that doesn't always help us to understand what's going on right now, because there is legislation that guides us through this transitional period between May 1, which is when all of the income tax was already in existence. They look at that, then what can happen between that and July 1, and then that's the cutoff date, and then this is the new rules for anything that's in place.
So the worst case scenario is you got to wait a year, it sounds like, to get this ready for
around? That was part of our question, and literally, because we as a county council, those of us that were there were four of us there at this meeting, we went up and at a break, we were asking them what, you know, my goodness, why is it we're just hearing this and so forth, and they really didn't have answers for us, because I was told there's only two counties that had enacted this after May 1 and before July 1, so they're trying to figure out really what it is and what the response will be.
So
may be a way to work all of that out.
So they're not sure what the roadmap is moving forward. When are they going to figure that out, or
Well, that's what we said to them. people are trying to figure out their budgets.
Right.
When are we going to know? And they indicated it would be fair, you know, really pretty soon that we would know.
Who's ultimately going to make that decision?
Who will make it?
Yeah.
Well, somebody who will look at the legislation and determine what the legislation actually says.
Yeah.
And if there is a dispute as to what the legislation says, I don't know. I suppose somebody could take it to court or whatever. But, I mean, I just think they need to give us clear directions as to whether or not this is, if we pass it at an appropriate time. Because just because we pass it here doesn't mean it's a done deal. It's got
what makes it a done deal? Just so people understand that. What makes this completely official?
This was supposed to have been sent by the auditor after this vote had taken place for the public safety tax. That was supposed to be sent to the Department of Local Government Finance, as well as, I think it was the Department of Revenue. I'd have to look that up. But at any rate, and then we have to wait for them to say, yes, you did it in accordance with all our rules. And if they say yes and send that back, then it seems to me it's a done deal. But if they say, no, wait, hold it, it looks like as if we have this other problem where this happened after May 1 and before July 1, and we were all misreading what the law says, then we have to do what the law says.
Right. There's no way around that.
Not just what different groups might think it says. So that's where the confusion is that there are those who evidently was reading the law one way and others reading it another way. And we'll have to wait for everyone to say, oh, which way should we have been looking at it?
Right. And as of this moment, there is nothing going on, correct?
As of this moment,
as of this moment,
attorneys for the city and the county and Ellisville evidently are working with some of the attorneys from the state, working for the different departments to arrive at whether or not it hit at the right time. If they say no, they will surely tell us then. Maybe we can do it after July 1. But now we have a lot more information to understand, more than what we had before, because there was no one saying, and after that, it all goes into one pot of money, and it could go to economic development, or it could, you know, more of it, more or less of it, could go to public safety. But maybe that's why they felt like that ordinance had to be adopted before July 1, so they could say how much of that public safety was going to go to central dispatch. This is really a conundrum here, because those of us who voted on it were not.
You'd have all the information.
Things. And really, I don't think, I'm trying not to fault our local attorneys, because I think they had a misunderstanding of, or perhaps a difference of opinion from what was being presented, even at the attorney statewide meeting that they set in Thursday and Friday. So we'll find out. I would think we would know within the week. And there were those who were encouraging me not to speak of this, you know, because you don't want people to think, well, perhaps we have a problem when maybe it can all be fixed. But just in the minute that you try to hide things from people.
Well, the cover-up's always worse than the crime.
I mean, it was presented to hundreds of people at our meeting. It is not a secret. There were four county council members in that meeting that we heard this. So why would we not tell the rest of the council beyond me?
Well, we appreciate you filling us in on that this morning.
Yeah, I think all this stuff is very important. And one of the things that is really disturbing about this whole question is all this money going into one pot and potentially having the income tax council, who are not elected officials. They're appointed.
Oh, no. The income tax council are elected officials.
Everyone on it?
Everyone on it. It's the entire city council. And it's the entire county council, and it's the entire Ellisville town council, and the Steinsville town council, though, because it's split up according to population, Steinsville doesn't have a vote right now.
So, they haven't met in how long?
Well, they had not met the entire time I was on the county council until this time around, but instead of us all meeting as a group,
that's what I mean.
They had
haven't
us
met
all
as
split
a group.
Up.
You haven't met as a group. That's what I meant.
No, we have not. Now, does that stop it? No. I mean, each group can meet separately and vote, and their vote counts. Let's say if you have a 3-4 vote on the county council, it passes the county council, and that counts for all of the votes that the county council represents. But you add the county council votes and the town of Ellisville votes, and it still does not trump the city's votes. Because
so that's why they don't think it's important to meet with any of the rest of you, is my guess.
Well, I just think that because we had not done this in the past, and because they were trying to do this rather last minute, there were many, I believe, on the city council who would have liked to have met as a group. I know the county council members thought so, too. This was just like, you know, clear to the last. We didn't have all the information we needed. And so I'm hoping we've learned a lesson from this, and we will do better in the past, because this business of dividing up how much the money is, the total pot of money, that ordinance has to be passed by July 1, and that'll have to happen every year. And even though the city controls it, That's the same go-around that we're going to have. The county will have to vote on it, and Ellisville will have to vote on it, as to how much goes to public safety, how much goes to economic development, and how much then gets distributed amongst the rest of the certified shares.